Hello, this is Bob Prescott. I'm the head football coach at Huntington North High School, and you're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.
Welcome to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the coach, Bob Prescott, head coach of the Huntington North Vikings football team. Coach Prescott, welcome to your own show.
Thank you. Just trying to take a nice break and getting preparations for the sectional as our final regular season game just ended, and the weather is just unbelievable for this time of year. So I stepped out of the office to speak with you.
Boy, it's just gorgeous out. And I'm actually looking at the weather ahead to next Saturday because I'll be on the sidelines of the Notre Dame-Michigan game. Looks like it's going to be a little chilly in Ann Arbor.
It may be, but I'll take everything we can get right now. It's been a great, great fall weather-wise, with the exception of week 8 and that rainstorm that we had with the wind and the cold weather. But no complaints overall. It's been a beautiful fall.
Well, we have the regular season is drawn to a close. You guys had a 35-7 loss at New Haven. The second season starts next Friday when you guys travel to Fort Wayne Southside for the start of the sectional rounds. How pumped are you right now?
We're just excited. Our kids continue to work hard and play hard. When you start looking at the scoreboard, we told the kids afterwards if we could change 5 plays on our defense, they don't score. If you take a look at it from that perspective, but our kids really done an outstanding job. We struggled offensively again, but we're just looking forward to the opportunity now that the second season is starting for every moment that we get with our players. And at the end of Friday night, half the teams in the state of Indiana are going to be done playing football. And so you start to cherish every moment that you have. And it's our goal and hope that we can take this out a few weeks and get some momentum going and make some plays happen. And so, but I know for me personally, I'm looking forward to every second we have together with our young men.
Well, if Illinois can go into Wisconsin or beat Wisconsin at home and being a 30-point dog, you never know what can happen.
You never know. And like I said, our kids play so hard and put so much into it. I think we mentioned last week at some point in time that scoreboard's going to start swinging in our favor. And I'm just so blessed that, our record is not what we wanted it to be, but our kids continue to work hard and play as hard as they possibly can. And at some point in time, that's going to pay off, and we're going to get somebody that we're not supposed to.
Well, Coach, let's do this because we'll wrap up the season and we'll talk about the New Haven game here in a minute. And we'll talk specifically about your game at Southside on Friday. But let's just take a second and look at the sectionals because you guys have a heck of a hard sectional. I mean, you have Mississinewall, you have Marion. That is not an easy sectional to play in, whether you're undefeated or if you haven't won a game.
Yeah, we go to Southside, and then we play in the second round the winner of Delta and Mississinewall. And Delta has been ranked all year, and Mississinewall has been ranked at times. And then you get in the other bracket, and there's Marion sitting there, and then there's also New Haven. And so it's, New Haven is playing really well right now, as we found out. They struggled early, but have kind of put some stuff together and very athletic and have some guys up front. But it is an outstanding sectional. And so, whoever ends up winning our sectional is going to earn it. There's no question about that.
Well, you guys traveled to New Haven, right?
Yes, we traveled to New Haven.
On Friday. You came away with a 35-6 loss. Talk about the game a little bit.
Like I said earlier, we played really hard. We gave up a couple long plays that put them up 14-0. You look at the data, and there's things there when we look at the stats from the game, and we had 40 offensive plays in the first half, which is outstanding. We had 5 first downs in the first half. We'd like to see that be a little higher, but we just we're giving up some sacks. We offensively struggled moving against their fronts in our base offense, so we went to our toolbox a lot deeper and used a lot more formations than we've used all year, and passed the ball more and tried to do some different things. But we had some sacks that hurt us in that yardage category, so they put us in long yardage situation. But it was ended up being 28-0 at the half. But we really stopped their run game, which we were concerned about. We knew that they had some athletes that were going to be hard matchups in our secondary, and they hit a couple seams on us that hurt us a little bit. But boy, our kids just played so hard. And it's kind of a common theme offensively. We've struggled to be consistent in moving the ball with some of the size and strength of the defensive fronts we've went against the last four or five weeks. But that's not going to get any easier as we go into the tournament. So we feel that that's preparing us, and we just got to continue to get better and get consistency. And if we can just put some plays together and get some drives and get a touchdown early, I think we'll see our confidence change greatly on offense. But we battled. They scored in the third quarter off a fumble on our offense to make it 35-0. And then we hung in there and was able to put a drive together in the fourth quarter to get a score on the board. And that's one thing I think that maybe we take for granted, is that our kids continue to give great effort and play hard regardless of what the score is. And to be down 35-0 and still find a way to come back and put a drive together is a testament to our kids and their character and the way they're being raised by their families. And so, like I said, New Haven could shock some people in our sectional there in the other bracket. To be honest, it would be really interesting to find a way to play them in a sectional final and come back and have our conference represented with two teams in the conference finals. But that's, right now we got to focus on one day at a time in 1 week, and that'll end up being Fort Wayne South as we move forward.
You talk about that score towards the end of the game that got the goose egg off the scoreboard for you guys. A lot of people may just overlook that drive, that touchdown. But that means a lot to a team, and maybe spills over into the way you play the next week, doesn't it?
Oh, there's no question. And like I said, our defense has played well enough for us to win some ball games. Offensively, it's just a confidence thing right now with all 11 guys. And sometimes I'm not going to say it's not the same guy every week or every night. It just changes, and to be able to, with our starters still in and their starters still in, to mount a drive together and get on the board, boost confidence, and hopefully find a way to propel us into being better next week.
All right. Talk about the offense a little bit. What did you like? What didn't you like?
Like I said, we had 40 plays in the first half. If you told me that if we ran 40 plays in the first half, I'm saying we got some good stuff going. What was not good was we still gave up some sacks. We struggled with running our two basic plays that we try to hang our hat on. And part of that is a big credit to New Haven's front seven and their skill and what they bring to the table. But we've got to develop the mindset regardless of who we're playing. We're still going to be consistent with our main plays and find them. And we struggled with that. I like that our kids handled the different formations that we got into and the plays that we tried to run, because we put some new stuff out there that we have not done previously. So that part was good. But it still is back to the, I don't want to say drawing board, but we've got to get back and understand it's about execution, fundamentals, and consistency on offense. And so we're still struggling with that right now. And, you know, the thing is, from our perspective as a staff and hopefully our players, is, you know, it's still football season, so we've still got a chance to try to get that righted and get better with it.
Well, if you're just joining us here, you're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Vikings football team, Bob Prescott. All right, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Sounds like you had a little bit of praise for the defensive side of the ball. What did you like? What didn't you like? And who stood out for you?
You know, I thought our kids just flew around to the field and got after people. You know, we were concerned about their running game. They had a 6'2", 220-pound running back that was very agile and would come at you and run over you when you got in his way. And I thought we battled him up. I think he got one play where he got 11 yards, but the rest of the time I thought we handled him well. I just say all 11 guys really played well. You know, they hit a couple seam routes. We were in some cover three concepts, and they went four verts, and they took advantage of their speed matchups against our guys and hurt us a couple times with that. But there was some other concepts that I thought we handled well in the passing game. Like I said, when you play hard and, you know, you always go back and say, if we could change five plays, which you can't, but if you could, what five plays would those be, and what would it change? And we got big plays four times on defense. So if you change those four plays and take away the strip fumble that they scored in the third quarter, take those five of plays away, they still may end up scoring somehow, but it would be a different outcome. So just the way our kids played, I thought we tackled extremely well and handled some of the matchup problems that New Haven gave us. And I thought our defense, two weeks ago when we played Leo, we didn't look very good defensively. And the last few weeks with Norwell and New Haven, I thought our kids defensively have been back flying around the ball like they've done all year. And I'm just, they're fun to watch, and you get excited watching them the way they play defense.
All right. Who's our player of the game this week and why?
Our player of the game is going to be junior free safety Jackson Holzinger. He has had an outstanding year for us, helping not only in the secondary, which he got another interception Friday night, but he's been huge in the run game, coming downhill and filling the alley and kind of being, at sometimes I guess you'd call him an eraser, that if there was a mistake made by our front six, you know, he's come down and done a nice job tackling and done that for us. And he's been out the last couple of weeks with an injury that we dearly missed having him on the field. But he was back and made his presence known Friday night. And our defense is a lot better when Jackson's on the field.
Well, congratulations to Jackson on winning player of the game. All right, well, the second season starts next Friday, or this Friday, depends on when everyone's listening to this. But you guys travel to Fort Wayne Southside, a bit of a rivalry there, if you will, at least in the past with the Vikings. So should be a very interesting matchup. Talk a little bit about the Southside.
Well, I think we get a chance to play Southside in a lot of sports. I know the basketball team plays them. I know baseball sectional. They're in the same sectional. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look to see when the last time we actually played them in football. But our kids are probably familiar with their kids because of other sports. They've struggled a little bit like we have on the scoreboard, but they play an outstanding schedule. So they just played Homestead this past Friday night and lost 56-0. They did beat Fort Wayne Wayne a couple weeks ago, so they've got some confidence. They've got some athletic kids that they'll put out on the field. And so I think for us, getting a chance to play New Haven this past week will help prepare us for that. They are a team that likes to run the ball in a what I would call a kind of a wing offset or a wing split back offense with a single split in away from the wing side. And then defensively, they're either going to be in a 4-3 or a 52 look. They'll switch that up. But athletic kids that play. And so I think, as in all games, but I think making sure that you're in the game mentally and taking care of the ball and winning the turnover battle and not having penalties will be huge in this game Friday night. You know, I think when you talk about the second season starting, I think so many times that we get to this point in the year, a lot of times it'll come down to which team wants it worse and which team wants to continue to play. And so it is our hope that what we've tried to establish with Brother Nation and the culture that we're trying to create and our love for each other, that our guys want to go out there and battle and play as hard as they possibly can for their brothers, so that we get a chance to spend another week together. And so we'll set things up in practice to make sure that we're doing that and have a great week together and get better every day and then drive over to Southside and hopefully play our best football game of the year.
Who are some players to watch on Southside on offense?
You know, I think they're running back number 33, who gets the ball a lot in their power game. It is a guy that we've definitely got to take care of and try to keep contained. They'll rotate. One thing we noticed on the two game films that we have is they rotate a lot of guys in at different positions. And so you just got to be alert to all of them. But if we can contain and control 33 in their power game and force them into some other things, then I think we'll have a chance. You know, defensively, they've got some guys that stand out, but it's just a matter of us, as we've said earlier, get some consistency early and get some movement going and creating and get into a rhythm. We have struggled, even though we had 40 plays in the first half against New Haven, it never felt like we were just truly in a rhythm like we've been in some games early in the year. We've just got to get back to that. You know, size-wise, they're no bigger than the last few teams we've played. You know, and so we'll try to find some guys as the game gets going that might not be quite as big and try to see if we can attack those guys and come after them a little bit. But it's going to come down for us with our offense of just, you know, staying lower with leverage, moving our feet and staying on blocks a little longer.
All right, Coach, anything you want to say to wrap up this and at least this portion of the show before we get to our football picks? Anything you want to add?
You know, I think when you think about it, here we are going into the sectional already, and in some aspects the season has just flown by. And we started several weeks ago talking to our players as we do our dynamic warm-up. We would kind of face the north on our practice field, and there was a tree there that in a neighbor's yard that started getting a little red to it. Started talking to our seniors, hey, see that? There's a little red showing. That means things are moving along quickly. And as I stand here talking to you today outside, that tree is completely red. And so, you know, it's just that time of year where we're at. And like I said, we're going to cherish every moment that we have with our young men and hope we play our best game so we get the chance to spend another week together.
Well, let's hope we're talking about a game next week instead of a season wrap-up show.
That is our goal, brother.
Well, let's take a look at the college football. We like to have a little fun with this. Purdue came up a little bit short yesterday at Iowa, played, I thought, a good game, a gutsy team, put forth the effort. Just the points weren't there. They have Illinois coming to town, I believe, next week. And, boy, Illinois coming off what has to be the shocker of the Big Ten this year and beating Wisconsin.
Well, I would probably say more than this year. I think it goes back to, I think someone I heard today talking about there hadn't been an upset with that kind of point spread since, like, 1960. I think Wisconsin was favored by 31 points. And so that'll be an interesting game at West Lafayette this week.
I'm going with the Boilers. I think Illinois is they're coming off that high. They're still going to be on it. Maybe a little bit looking past the Boilers a little bit, coming off that big win. I think I'm going to go with the Boilers on this one.
And I will go with the Boilers too. And I think part of it is their offense is just so different from Wisconsin's defense, and from a matchup standpoint. As you said, coming off the high, it's pretty hard to get ready for the Boilers in a week. And so it's a home game. I'm going with the Boilers.
We're going to look at the IU game. They had a big win on the road. That doesn't happen much for the Hoosiers. They travel to Nebraska next week. Nebraska, you know, they're just not the Nebraska of the 80s and early 90s. I'm gonna go with the Hoosiers on this one.
Yeah, I will too. I think that'll be it'll be a tight game, close game. But this will be a huge defining moment for Coach Allen and the Hoosiers. If they can go out there and get that one, it sets up the table for a whole different season for them.
Boy, they're getting close to bowl eligibility.
Yes, they are, and so it is a huge one for them, and I'm sure Coach Allen will have them ready to play.
And last game I think we'll cover is Notre Dame travels a little bit north to Ann Arbor to take on Michigan. I'll be at that game, and by the way, we'll have complete coverage here on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio next week. Had to give a little plug. Boy, Michigan played a heck of a game last night. They faced the whiteout at Penn State. If it weren't for a drop touchdown pass late in the game, maybe that game looks a little different. I think Michigan, I just don't see them coming back playing 2 weeks in a row like that. I'm going with the Irish next week.
Well, I will just, so we got something different to talk about, I think there's a lot of stuff at stake for Michigan next week in a lot of areas. And I think they've been close a couple times, and I think they're going to take the confidence of the second half at Penn State and roll it in, finding a way to beat your Irish next week.
But then again, I'm a homer too, so.
That's okay. That's okay. I just think there's a lot of things at stake for Michigan, and, you know, it'll be that same kind of hostile environment that Michigan had to go into, that now Notre Dame will have to go up there to the Big House and be in that. And I think it'll be a wonderful ball game, but I think somehow Michigan pulls it out late.
You know, and as a fan and as someone who covers Notre Dame football, I am looking forward to that atmosphere, a cold, brisk night in Ann Arbor, 7:30 start, flyover, and 108,000 people standing or sitting around watching Notre Dame, Michigan. Doesn't get any better than that.
Nope, it'll be a great environment for college football. There's no doubt about that.
All right, Coach, any last words before we let you run for the week?
Nope, just grateful and blessed to be in the position I'm in, working with our young men at Huntington North High School, and it's a great day to be a Viking.
Coach, good luck next week, and hopefully we're talking about a game next week.
That's our goal. Thank you very much.
All right. You're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.